The Russians, they took Jaden.
Why would they take Jaden?
It was a setup. I'm coming to save you.
A true vigilante.
You made it personal. What you saw today was just a taste.
Well, I doubt you remember the last time we spoke, but we chatted about Fortress, Chad Michael Murray, and
yes.
Ed Doherty, and Bruce Willis. It's good to see you again. So,
good to see you again as well.
So I love that you as a director work with people. You find a niche, you find something to groove on, and you know, multiple films later, even in bit parts, you're working with the same people. What kind of connections do you look for? Who like strikes your fancy? Who says, this is, you're number one in James's book. You're in my next movie.
You know, I have a philosophy of like, if it isn't broken, don't fix it, you know? So like in my mind, it's like, you know, I love working with like people that I've worked with many times. And then I like bringing in a couple new people into the fold, like each movie and trying them out. But it's really, for me, it's, you know, I read a script and I go, oh, well, you know, this person's going to play this, this person's going to play that. And, you know, I get really excited by that. It's, you know, it's every actor speaks their own language, you know, every actor. And as a director, it's your job to learn their language. And so, you know, once I learn the person's language, I'm like, well, I already know how to talk to them. So, you know, why learn a new language if this person can do it? You know, I already know that language, you know? So that is, it's part of that. And also it's just like getting the band back together. Like, you know, I can't imagine making movies without Shannon. We've done like all of them together.
But so you're writer, director, actor, and now you singer, rapper. Talk to me about the, in the end credits. This is not a spoiler, but you've got some, like two songs. You want, let's hear about that.
Yeah. You know, me and my buddy Alex Chillog, who I went to high school with, he's an amazing, amazing producer. Like, he makes amazing music. And we were just like, Spencer Breslin's character in the movie is supposed to be listening to like some really bad rap music. And so, you know, we were trying to figure out like, how do we get something that sounds like, you know, really stupid? And then I was like, oh, I'll just do it. And so then like, we made the song and it's called like Racks on Hundreds, which doesn't make any sense. But we made it and then I released it on Spotify and it's got like 55,000 listens now at this point. So it's like, maybe I need to start rapping. It's like, but it started off as a silly thing and now we're taking it more seriously. I weirdly just did a song with Sticky. I don't know if you talked about that, but we did
just a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. We did a rap song together. So I don't know, you know, it's something that I always loved rap music and I would, you know, mess around like rap battling friends in high school, but I never really took it seriously, but it's just something that, you know, I like putting little pieces of me in my movies. I feel like it makes it more personal.
Oh, 100%. And this one, you co-wrote this one. Can you talk about that aspect of
yes,
sharing yeah. credits?
Yeah, you know, it was really amazing collaborating with Alethea. You know, I've known her for a very long time and I really wanted to bring her in on the project as well because, you know, of the Korean aspect of the film, like, you know, she lives in Korea. So, you know, I thought that would be really interesting, you know, cause she could bring some insight into that as well. But you know, the real idea for it was just making like a dark noir pulpy action film, you know, taking like something like The Maltese Falcon and combining it with an action movie. And that's what we went for. And it was really exciting to be able to create that world.
And, you know, I think the key to those worlds is they're very small, they're tight knit. I think that, you know, you do have the ramifications of a drug lord, an empire, things that go beyond the periphery of the screen, but you keep it to a few central characters. And I think just that back and forth is what makes it compelling. Do you find that maybe that is difficult to do? Like, hey, you know, it's almost like a stage play. You've only got so much canvas, you know, if you could have gotten to a bigger canvas, maybe would have had something different. I'm just curious if that occurred.
No, I definitely think like keeping the intimate story, where the stakes are high and everybody is flawed and anybody can die is an important situation to create in a movie like this. And one of the things I love about the way we paint JC's character, he's this flawed alcoholic, hero who's, trying to hold himself together while he's falling apart. And you got this guy who truly, as the project goes on and the film goes on, you don't know if he's going to make it out of any of the fights that he's in, because of how human he is and how much damage he's taking. It's not like, Jean-Claude Van Damme, the action hero. It's Jean-Claude Van Damme, the regular guy. And so it's like, it's like, is he going to be able to kick these four people's asses, or is he going to die? And I think that's you really feel that, and you feel every punch is like, might really get hurt here. So I think that's an important stake to create inside the film.
Well, I'm glad you bring that up because I didn't consider that, because part of me was wondering, yes, you've watched Kickboxer, you've watched the multiple splits over the year. Is there a clause that he says, hey, based on my age or based on the movie, I don't do that anymore? Or this was a conceit specifically for the movie that he is vulnerable. So I like that. I like that. Thanks, James.
Yeah, the idea was, I originally approached JC and was like, what would it be like if you were playing actually your age, like a person, who can't really fight, used to be able to fight, but can't really do it anymore. Like, what would that be like? And he was game for it.
One of the things that I did like about that is you did give, let's go to Sticky. You gave him some parts. He was a undercover op. What kind of character bios do you give people? Is it really deep and methodical, or do you kind of let people just find the room to let it
So
explore on film?
it's a weird hybrid, because it's like I, especially when I'm writing it, like I have these deep character bios that I've come up with for all the characters, but what I take is my ideas about the character and they take their ideas about the character, and we both throw them at the canvas, and whatever works for both of us, we use to paint the picture of who that person is. Because every actor has their own life experiences and tools that they can bring to the table. And so it's a collaborative thing. So I have all of my ideas, and it goes very deep and a huge backstory. But I also want to know theirs because, it's it eventually becomes like a hodgepodge of both. And I think that's important because everybody brings something unique to that role. Actors are not robots. Actors are creatives who have very deep feelings about every moment in a script, and being able to channel that and understand where they're coming from and mold that within, the realm of the story is essential. And so being able to really collaborate there and say, hey, this is what I'm thinking, but I want to know what you're thinking is one of my favorite parts of making a movie. And it's also, those collaborations and how fun those are, going back to your original question, is part of why I end up working with certain actors over and over again, because it's I love how I collaborated with them.
Which brings me to my next point, Zach Ward. What was the first time that you met Zach Ward like, and what were the circumstances that brought you two together?
Dude, so I met Zach Ward. Part of me feels like Zach put you up to this question,
No,
but
I've never
so
met him
I
before, but I'm just curious to know.
So I met Zach Ward weirdly when I was like 20 years old, and I was in he was I was on a date at a sushi bar, and he was like at this sushi bar with his like girlfriend at the time, who's now his wife. And he was like sitting next to me and my date at the sushi bar, and he was just talking with his wife, and I guess he was like doing some like funny voice to show like he had just done some audition. He was talking to her, and I was like, hey, that's a funny voice. And we just started talking about like funny voices. And then I was like, are you an actor? And he's like, wouldn't they let me be? And like I was like, so we just started like chatting, and like we hit it off, and then we became friends. And from there, like, a year later, like he had like a back house that he like rented out to me. I was like his like I was a tenant for like a year. And then we wrote movies together, we produced movies together. And I don't know, I've collaborated with him a bazillion times. He's him and I have been very good friends for almost a decade at this point, or actually over a decade now at this point. Wow. But yeah, it happened randomly at a sushi bar.
Well, that is the wonderful kismet of the universe, but it manifested in a friendship, a co-op, working relationships. And in this movie, he plays a Russian kingpin. So I know that Russian is difficult to do without sounding cheesy and over the top. What kind of work did he do to get the legitimacy down?
So interestingly, when I finally recognized him that day at the sushi bar, I recognized him because he played Nikolai Janovov in Resident Evil 2 Apocalypse, who is a Russian operative. So he had already done all of that work for that movie. And so it was pretty easy to cast him in this role because I had seen him in that in Resident Evil. So
Okay, well, you get the talent, you bring it out whenever the opportunity strikes. So let's talk to me about how the property, how the idea evolves, because when I was looking through some promo material, I saw that there was a poster for Not Darkness of Man, Hatch, and I'm not sure if that was a different market or it was like as a JCVD with Hatch, and
Oh
so I'm curious
yeah.
where Darkness of Man came into.
Well, Darkness of Man was always the title. Hatch is just the title, I guess, in France. They just changed the title, but that happened like a month ago. That's not
Okay.
that. Yeah, that's just that. I think that's just like the French title because I guess Darkness of Man didn't like translate well in France in French or something. I don't know, but it's now called Hatch in France, but it's the same movie.
Okay. Well, the reason I ask is funny enough, when Sticky was telling me, he said you asked him if he wanted to do a song. He's like, matter of fact, I have something. So I was wondering if he had to do it for different markets. It's instead of Darkness of Man,
Oh, no, it's
in
the
his
same.
voice.
It's the same one. But I love the song that Sticky did for Darkness of Man. It's a great song.
Well, I wish you the best of luck with both your film career and your songwriting because, like American Fiction, there's got to be a fan base for farcical material out there. But it's been fun catching up with you, James. Before we leave, what's next on your docket?
So I just wrapped the movie The Workout, which stars Peter Jay, who's one of the bad guys in this movie, as well as Josh Kelly and UFC fighter Ashley Evans Smith. And I also have possibly, maybe, fingers crossed, a sequel to Darkness of Man. We'll see. That's if everybody watches it and likes it and asks for it. if I'm lucky enough, maybe in the future I'll end up working with the next action star, like a Schwarzenegger or a Stallone or maybe a Liam Neeson.
Or maybe at this point there's an AI generated Charlie Bronson who comes back. So you could te technically get any of your heroes on screen.
Actually, weirdly, have you seen that guy that looks exactly like Charlie Bronson? There's
No,
a
where do
guy.
I check that out?
Yeah, there's a guy who looks exactly like him that's like become like big on social media. He looks identical to him. It's kind of wild.
That's insane. All right,
Yeah.
well, James, thank you
All
again for your time. Everyone check out Darkness of Man. I'll see you
right.
later.
Hey, Darkness of Man, May 21st. Check it out. Thank you.